K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
We are edging closer and closer together to the big triple figures, the 100. We are sitting at 96. It feels good. It's we're getting the nerves.
Yeah, we are.
Nerves out.
Not getting the nerves out.
Well, we are. This is what happens with Test cricket. They get to the 96 and they know all they need to do is hit a four, or do they just play it safe, straight bat, hit a couple of singles, you know?
That's a really good analogy by you.
Get
didn't
it
realize
off the,
you knew that, that was, yeah, that's what happened.
Get it off the English willow.
Oh, couple now,
of leg,
now you've lost
couple
it.
Of leg glances, couple now of leg glances.
I thought that was something strange.
Hey, look, a fun one today.
Hey, lots of fun.
We always try to make them fun, whether they are or not, it's a different story.
But today will be fun.
We'll try and make. We'll do our best. Yeah.
Have you been okay? You been all right?
I'm well. A lady, you. Do you want to talk about what's happened in your week this week?
How's your mum?
Yeah, she's
your mum's.
Mum's
busy.
Mum's very busy. Do you want to talk
staying
about
in one spot?
Do you want to talk about your little thing that happened?
Oh, absolutely. My horse one.
Yes.
My bloody horse one. How good's that? Racing, huh?
Ben is a horse owner.
Yeah. He's a winning owner now.
A winning owner. So if you are looking for any small...
investments, don't contact me.
Not investments, just loans. Oh. Your interest rate would be pretty low.
Hey, coming up on the podcast today, Arnott's have teased a new product with their flavours on it, and I reckon you'd be all over it.
Oh, delicious. And also, a lady has put something in the wash, not her clothes, not tissues, not her socks or jocks, not even chewing gum, something worse than that that you could argue would ruin her life.
Wow.
Enjoy the podcast.
Olivia Arzolzo.
Oh, it's tough when they've got...
Arzolzo. Zolo?
You say it fast and confident.
Olivia Zolozo.
Yeah, good. Like I said, go
give
fast.
Me one more crack.
I said fast and confident. I don't think you went fast, not confident though.
Olivia Arzolo.
There we go. That was good.
Has, look, I'm not sure if she's a, yeah, no, sorry. She's a sleep expert. And it says like it's a hack to make you feel great on Monday morning, but it's not necessarily a hack, but it's something we should be conscious of.
Yep.
She says that while the weekends are great for us because we need to
catch up on a bit of sleep,
catch up on sleep,
yep,
rejuvenate, revitalize, all that sort of stuff. Look, and I think this is pretty well known that if you, let's say, for example, every night during a work week, and you're pretty good with a sleep routine, which is surprising because you don't have a job.
Try to be in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Or like asleep by 10.
Yeah, so in bed by 9:30, asleep by 10.
Yep, and then the alarm goes off.
And if you're a little lucky, you're asleep by 10:02.
And the alarm goes off at 5 or 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so credit to you.
Yeah.
That's a good routine. She says that if that's your routine, so she uses the example of bed by 10,
yep,
up by 6:30.
Yep.
And then on a Saturday, you sleep until 8:30. It can push back what's called your circadian schedule.
Yeah.
Not sure what that is. Mm. By 45 minutes, which means that if you usually go to bed at 10 o'clock, you won't be sleepy until 10:45. So by having a sleep in, it makes you feel worse.
Yeah, okay.
So,
but I genuinely can't sleep in, though. So even if I don't
because
have
you've got body, a set routine.
Body clock is set to it now.
But if you have a morning where you just, for whatever reason, try to sleep in.
Can't do it though.
Time, well, you can do it.
Can't
you
just, do it.
You refuse to do
I've
it.
I've tried and my body wakes me up at 6 and says, I've got no more in the tank. You need to get up now.
A few little things that I in saying like I mock this as a sleep expert, but a couple of these things I'm like, it kind of does work. So some things, if you can't get into a routine and you're finding it really difficult.
How can you not get into a routine?
Well, you have to start a routine, mate.
Yeah.
Not everyone is.
Go to bed at 10 o'clock. Set an alarm, get up at 7.
You have to be falling asleep. Some of these things I reckon work. So the first thing is create a bit of a sanctuary in your room. So any blue lights, get them out. So if you've got any TV, phone, devices, anything like that, get them out of your bedroom.
Yeah.
Because it keeps you awake.
No, it doesn't. I've got a phone in my bedroom. Doesn't keep me awake.
Well, it's my alarm clock, so I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you scroll in bed?
I'll
or do you
scroll.
Just have it there and go to sleep?
I have a scroll.
Yeah.
And I fall straight asleep.
Until you get to 10 o'clock and then you go to bed.
There have been times where I'm scrolling, falling asleep.
Yeah. Set a good night alarm for your phone.
Yeah.
So you're reminded of when to go to bed. bit of lavender in the bedroom.
You know what?
Promotes relaxation.
You know what? Literally, all these sleep experts and stuff like this, if you want to fall asleep, tune into the Andy and Ben podcast. That's enough to put anyone to sleep.
This story, I could see your eyes drifting there.
Yeah.
We're going to get into a creative space here.
Okay.
Andy. And I say Andy because it's a fun name. I wouldn't say Andrew. I don't want you to be serious.
Good.
When you get creative.
Love it.
Arnott's have released a bit of a tease to a product.
Oh.
And I think that you'd get around it.
Yeah, okay. I reckon I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the protein.
It's the protein.
It is the protein shakes.
So protein powder.
Yes.
Chicken crimpy flavor.
Oh.
Pizza flavor.
Love it.
And barbecue protein powder. Have you seen the photo?
I've seen the photos, yeah. And it got me salivating, thinking, now it's a dangerous place to be in, because at the best of times, protein shakes taste good. You've got your chocolates, your cookies and creams, yeah. Your vanillas, your things like that. When it comes to pizza shapes.
Yeah.
I could eat boxes of that stuff. Yeah, and if it comes in drink form, I will be drinking that all day long.
Mm.
Why has Andy gained 30 kilos?
Well, he's been smashing the protein powder.
Yeah.
Needs to exercise as well, though, with a healthy diet. Now, obviously, listeners at home that are playing along, you'll obviously know how much Andy's researched into this topic because he still thinks it's a real product. But it was just a fake product.
No, I don't think it is.
It's a fake product.
No, because... So I did read the article because they... A few months ago, or probably 8 months ago, they did the perfume. Arnott's did
which
the perfume.
Which was fake.
Which was fake, yeah. Yes. But I think this is just to put the feelers out to see if it hits home with people.
They used the hashtag, sorry, not a real product.
Did they really?
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe I didn't
They're
read the
article. Teasing it out.
I was looking at some photos.
Imagine.
I looked at the photos and I thought, that would be amazing. So what's the point of this then?
Oh, just to hype them up.
It's not doing anything for them. If anything...
Are we talking about it?
But that
Are
makes
we talking
me,
about shapes?
But it makes me more annoyed with shapes now.
Have you not just said on radio that you would pound boxes of pizza? Like, would you smash them away?
Not me. No. I'm lost for words. Benny, do you remember in Melbourne, you know where the aquarium is? You know that footbridge?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Near the casino.
Correct. Remember for a while people were putting the locks on there with like...
The bridge?
Yeah. They were putting,
they do that in Paris.
Yeah, so they were putting their initials on it and their partner's initials on it and locking it.
Lame.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, I don't remember it.
Oh, and then the council came through and just said, no, it's not happening. Correct. Mm. So, and then Paris is the main one where it all goes down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was reported back in 2015 that they had to remove 45,000 kilos worth of locks because of the weight weighing the bridge down.
Wowee.
But it's one of those things that people do. It's sort of like, oh, we're dating, we'll put our initials on a lock and then we'll lock on a bridge and it'll signify our love forever.
Guilty.
You have not done it.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, you said guilty.
Beck did it. My partner.
Whereabouts?
In Paris.
Oh, but you weren't there.
On that bridge.
But you weren't there
but
she
did it when she was there.
Oh. Yeah, it's not really...
Well, tell her that, mate.
It's still a nice touch. It would have been nicer if you guys were there together.
Not really. It's the same thing.
Casey Jung and her former partner were at the Seoul Towers in South Korea back in 2019.
Yeah, nice.
Obviously, there's a spot for them to do the whole locking and things like that.
They were young and in love.
Yeah.
They were. Very
free
young.
Hit. That was a free hit.
So what they thought they'd do is they went to a local store, bought the lock, wrote their names on the back and clipped it alongside hundreds of other locks. 2 years on, they broke up. The 23-year-old...
That's not funny.
No, Casey Jung is still young. And they broke up. Now, what she's decided to do is travel 10,000 kilometres flying from LA to South Korea during a pandemic well to get rid of the lock. She posted this on TikTok and it's had nearly 5 million views of her with bolt cutters finding her lock
and
snipping
it.
Yes.
Wow, that's dedication.
But it's like, what are you doing? Like, why bother? Like, a lock's not really holding the relationship together, is it?
Did you keep the key? You could have just...
No, because the whole idea with that is you throw the key
In the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're not supposed to break up.
Correct.
So is this just highlighted that it's absolutely meaningless?
Well, no.
Well, then why cut it off?
It's a beautiful thought. And Beck,
yeah, it's a
your
thought.
Partner, great idea.
Yeah, get the bowl cutters.
Oh,
joking.
Benny, as we grow up, when we're young, some of us, we have relationships, they don't work out, and you sort of just move on with your life.
Yeah, you test the waters, you've got experiencing. Some people are very lucky in finding their high school sweetheart or sweet him, and they stay together forever.
It's always a cute romantic story. I've got a mate, and he's been with his girlfriend for nearly 10 years. They were next door neighbours.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Wow. And you're sort of like, isn't that a romantic story? Something that could be in a movie.
Mm. But then you also say to yourself, hey, guys, there's a whole world out there. Like, look outside of your backyard.
Yeah, there are other people.
Yeah, like there's a whole world out there.
A couple in Ukraine, Victoria and Alexander. Victoria's 28, Alexander is 33. They were in a relationship and he has said we used to break up once or twice a week. And then during a fight, she said, enough's enough, we're breaking up.
Yeah, this is it. This is the one. I've had enough.
Yeah, this is the one. We've broken up 15 times now.
Enough's enough.
Alexander goes, I think we need to attach ourselves together. And you're sort of just like, well, how's this going to solve anything?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it.
So what they've done is they've got sort of chain handcuffs and handcuffed themselves together.
Oh, she was up for it.
She was like, all right, let's see what happens.
Well, we may as well try everything.
So they've now been handcuffed together. They're not handcuffs, but they're more shackle chains for 3 months. They did it on Valentine's Day. They now both hold the Ukraine and world record for most time spent chained together as a couple.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've now vowed to remain chained together until their wedding day.
And then what?
But they're not even engaged yet.
The thing is, what would make me nervous about this is the fact that you can't, like, okay, let's say it worked. Like, let's say they've actually found a way to save their relationship and this is the way to do it.
Yeah, hang on, but they're going to do it until they're married.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not engaged.
But let's say that this works out.
Okay.
Right? Wouldn't you be so nervous to unshackle? Because the only reason your relationship is working is because you're shackled together. So as soon as you unshackle, your relationship's going to fall over again. They understand that, don't they?
Yeah, you raise a fair point. Well, not necessarily, because they're trying to raise $2 million.
For what?
Well, just for their life. It's a bit of a publicity stunt, I think.
Money will solve everything. If you want a true way to solve your relationship, just win the lottery.
Well,
no one's getting mad at a billionaire, I'll tell you that right now.
That'll be fine. Imagine their Bucks and Hens Day being chained together.
Oh.
Just close your eyes, mate. There's a couple of men coming into the room right now.
You won't want to see this.
Oh, jeez. Mate, you and I, we've been doing this Tats Lotto thing now for what feels like an eternity. Close to a year, I reckon.
Yeah.
And I was so naive at the start thinking that we would win big because everyone does the big Saturday
night
Powerballs.
Don't give it up.
Haven't given it up.
Wouldn't have thought so.
But a lady over in the States, she is the winner of $26 million.
Oh, my God.
$26 million US, which Australian is 33 mil. Life-changing. Over
wow,
in California.
That's so much money. What are you going to do with it? What's she going to do?
She purchased the ticket at a convenience store in LA.
Wowee.
But on Thursday, the last day to redeem the prize, no one redeemed it.
Oh my God.
So she didn't go to redeem the $26 million US.
Why not?
Now, love, what are you doing?
Yeah, go and get your money.
Instead, she went Instead, she went into the convenience store, spoke to the lady behind the till and said, hey, I did buy the winning ticket, but it was in my pants pocket. I washed my pants, and now I no longer have the ticket.
Far out.
Now that's
so you're not allowed to have it anymore?
It's a case of, well, bad luck, you miss out.
Oh, my God.
What they were able to do was they were able to grab the surveillance footage of the woman coming in to buy her ticket. Now, she was known...
They're giving her the money.
She was known with the workers she would go in once a week to buy a ticket. The surveillance
footage. This opens up a dirty hole.
So it's been passed on to lottery officials.
Yeah.
And she has to now complete a claim form.
Stat deck.
Yep. Now, If someone loses a ticket, they must provide evidence that they owned it, such as a photograph of the front or the back of the ticket. Now, I'm going to argue that they're not going to be able to do that with the surveillance footage.
Oh.
How can you claim that you've got the numbers? Like, surveillance footage at the best of times, scratchy.
Yeah. But if it goes unclaimed and she's sitting there going, it was me.
But so many people could
do that.
But
no one else has come forward.
I know, but someone, like...
So go forward then. Put your name forward.
Didn't buy one in California.
Okay, that's fair.
I was in California last week, come to
now
think
that you
of
say
it.
That.
Yeah. Ah, mate, podcast is just about done, but we do need to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Bit of a MA15 plus.
Oi!
Well, not really, because I'm talking about alcohol. Isn't it funny how alcohol has, like, different types of alcohol have different effects?
It is. I have thought of this. And it's like, you wake up the next morning feeling terrible from a liquid that you've drunk.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, and it's different types of horrible. Like, if I drink beer, I'm so sluggish.
Yeah.
But if I drink vodka or gin or something, like, I'm up and about, I'm okay the next day.
Wine, terrible headache. Oh, you could not, Irina.
Smacking lipstick on it. Obviously, drink responsibly, of course.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
But it's. I was just thinking through the week, I was like, it's funny how you wake up the next day, depending on what you've drunk.
Yeah, and that's how you feel.
Your body really lets you go.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just
that
a
was
thought.
My thought. Just it a is thought. A thought. Take it or leave it.
Stay happy, keep smiling, subscribe and like the podcast. We are edging closer and closer to the big hundo.
Yes.
And we may or may not have a surprise for you.
Maybe.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.